Hey, America.
Start listening now.
All right, God, I know what to say to start the show. We just watched the second semifinal for the first time, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. And welcome to another definitely rehearsed episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest, a podcast from Switzerland, home of Sam's Pizza Land. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Liz.
Yeah. And for the record, I don't own a chain of pizza restaurants.
That's not what the sign says.
In that case, where's my cut?
There are no coincidences, Sam.
That's right.
Only pizza.
We haven't actually tried it, but there is a location literally across the
street. It's across the street, yeah.
It doesn't look promising.
No.
It really doesn't. I still want to go.
I mean, we are gluttons for punishment and
pizza. Yeah, yeah. It's we went to that burger place that wasn't very good.
The gourmet burger place.
It's sad when Burger King is actually a more preferable option than the gourmet burger place.
Yeah.
I will say the chips were good there.
Chips were good.
The fries, yes.
Mm-hmm. They're real.
Yeah. Sam, why don't you hit him with the socials nice and quick. And I want to say we have a patron or two to shout out.
Yes, you can find us on all the standard and substandard social media outlets at 12pointsUSA. Just email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us, you can either give us a one-off donation on our Ko-fi account, that's Ko-fi account, or a sustained membership over on our Patreon, where you can access episodes a little bit early, all sorts of goodies, as well as shout-outs for new members, including our newest member, Kevin Mustard. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know if that is your real name. If it is, good on you.
If it is, what rank are you in the Army? Because if it's not Colonel, you need to work harder.
Yeah, or less hard if you're like General Mustard.
Yeah, you could get demoted and maybe murder somebody. I don't know.
I assume you're unrelated to Mean Mr. Mustard from the Beatles song, because Mean Mr. Mustard would not have signed up for our awesome Patreon, where you get access to early things and some other weird stuff that we're going to do. And I can't wait for all of that stuff, because it's going to be very weird. And who knows? Who knows what silly nonsense we will come up with?
Speaking of silly nonsense, you can also find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page. I am literally currently wearing our Riga Beaver shirt in the style of Cocaine Bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really niche reference that literally about 20 people will get. But those 20 people will look at that shirt and go, "Ay."
Dude Points love that shirt so much.
It's great. Anyway.
And they didn't even see the movie Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. Neither have I, but...
Did they get Cocaine Bear in Europe? I feel like that could be a very American thing specifically.
Such a niche joke.
Yeah.
It was a meme to begin with, and then they made a whole movie about it.
Yeah.
What about that other movie? Was it like hundreds of beavers or dozens of beavers?
Hundreds of beavers.
Hundreds
That's
of,
a great movie.
Hundreds of beavers.
I love it. Very good. Movie
it's
podcast.
Free on like 5 different websites.
Fantastic.
Okay. Again, movie podcast.
Movie podcast. Yeah. We haven't done too much movie podcast here in Switzerland for some reason.
No, because we've been too immersed in the Eurovision.
Yeah, there has been a higher than average amount of Eurovision stuff this
week.
At
Eurovision?
Yeah, a little bit higher.
Who'd have thunk?
But I just want to take a moment to plug the biopic William Tell, which tells the story of William Tell. That was referenced in the first semifinal.
Yeah.
I've heard it's not good.
Does it star Petra Mieda?
No.
Then it's not worth it. I don't care.
They should call it William Told.
Ooh.
Anyway, we're going to do the same thing we did for semi-1. We're just going to break down. We're going to do the thumbs up, thumbs down, and we'll let you know how many people said thumbs up, how many people said thumbs down, and then people can speak as they like about these performances. First off, this semifinal is insane.
Yes.
This is an all-time semifinal. It is just profoundly entertaining. It is a great example. I think it will go down as a great presentation of what Eurovision can be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, when I said in reference to the Polish entry that it was such much, this entire semifinal is suchness muchness. It is such much Maximus, and I kind of love it. But it also makes it really, really difficult to predict.
I think if we were looking for a theme for this year, it's loud and in your face.
Yeah.
Just ask Malta.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll like that in your face.
Semifinal 1 had a lot of really great stagings, but not a ton of surprises, I feel like. Mm. Like with Sweden, we knew what we were getting, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of national final stuff that more or less stayed the same. This semifinal, I said holy shit three times within the first six songs. And it would not, those would not be the only times. It was the show. Let's just start with.
Let's get into it.
Good God. We are starting. We are starting the show with Milkshake Man.
That's a choice.
Yeah. All right.
Those producers knew what they were doing, I think. Yeah. All right.
Thumbs. All right. That's four thumbs up. I mean, this is just so good. It's going to appeal to just about everyone. I think this one, compared to some of the other like more explicitly sexual things that we're going to get later, I think this one is just family friendly enough that like kids will be a little more into it.
I feel like it's one of those, like you watch a movie as a kid and you enjoy it, and then you watch that same movie as an adult, and you realize all of the jokes that...
It's every movie from the 80s.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah. I would say the song is less like in-your-face sexual and more just really, really cheeky.
Mm.
It's cheek-tacular, really.
It's camp. It's pure camp.
But it's straight male camp, which is, I feel like, a genre of camp that we don't often see at Eurovision. It's fun.
There are multiple costume changes in this. That is going to be a recurring theme. The number of costume changes in this semi alone are in the double digits. We'll say that.
The
ridiculous.
The prop on stage is massive. Watching like seven or eight people trying to hoist it up was ridiculous.
Yeah, this is just a prop heavy semifinal, and they start out with a bang, a big smoky bang.
They're still working on the timing because they had to stop several times to wait for everyone to finish.
Yep. Shout out to our hosts, Hazel and Sandra, for, you know, being able to be flexible and know how to vamp and know how to continue there.
Hazel continues to be fantastic,
She's a wonderful chaos agent. I think I put her, again, I mentioned how I kind of liken her to Filomena Cautela from Portugal. I would put her in that pantheon easily.
I still want to know how they found her. She's a beat poet. Who looked at her and thought, she should host a contest watched by millions and millions?
She's had more of a career on the German side of the border. I think she's done more work on TV in Germany. And I also feel like I've read that she had a cabaret act that was award-winning in Austria. So I feel like among the German-speaking comedy and sort of show crowd, she is a known entity.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very small audience, though.
Hey, you know, you got a niche. This isn't a big country.
Though. I mean, that does kind of scream, oh, she'd be fun on a Eurovision stage to me. So,
I mean, compared to someone like Malin Ackerman, somebody saw, oh, yeah, let's get that blonde girl from Watchmen. Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
That too, yeah. Movie podcast. Shall we talk about Montenegro, our number two song?
Sure.
All right, thumbs. Oh, that's four down. That's unfortunate. I was kind of on the fence on this, to be honest, and I'll get into more of that when I pick.
When it doesn't qualify later.
No, I was between this and one other one for my 10th spot,
and
basically.
There's nothing functionally wrong with the way she's performing. It doesn't have any zhuzh on it. And I think when you're standing amongst a semifinal that is full of zhuzh, I think she's going to get lost in it.
I hate to say it, but Montenegro often doesn't necessarily invest the money in the zhuzh. So I feel like they're often working from a point of a little bit of a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. That being said, she sings the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It is a darn good song.
It's good.
Kind of forget that just because it doesn't have the bombast of some of these other things. But
she's a darn good singer.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing, no complaints from that front.
Would not shock me if it did make it. If I'm being perfectly honest.
I think it's going to struggle for votes, though.
If we're talking
about the Balkan ballads between Montenegro and Serbia, and we'll talk about Serbia later, I would not be surprised if one of them qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one at this point. This one, maybe
no,
the other one.
No, not this one. The other one.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about this one is I don't like her outfit. The weird...
Does she look like a frilled lizard to you?
She does look like a frilled lizard.
The raptor from...
I swear she was struggling with it. She was like literally pushing it out of her face.
Well, her hair was kind of like shushed up, like on the back of it.
We had shush, but not zhuzh.
Correct.
Honestly, I think she should just get rid of it. Because she takes it off at the end, and she's just wearing this white dress. I'm like, just do the white dress.
Yeah.
But I feel that there's probably a symbolic meaning to it of having this enveloping, oppressive garment, which is really kind of what the song is about. Not necessarily a garment, but just being oppressed and repressed in a situation of, either abuse and just trying to, you know, tamp it down, instead of working on liberating yourself and freeing yourself, which by the end she does. There is a through line here. There is a thematic relevance to it. It's just some people who, especially those who don't speak Montenegrin, which I'm pretty sure is four for four of us, they just think...
No.
Okay.
Do they have Duolingo Montenegrin?
Probably. I mean, it'd be.
Eric's been keeping a secret from us.
Yeah.
He's got a secret we should know.
No, not yet.
We'll get there.
Well, the only thing I would say, I do agree with that. I think having like a really bulky, like, kind of coat or something that she kind of peels off as the song goes on is a really cool idea. I remember just watching her. There were times when it felt like she was pushing it away from her face so she could keep singing, and that was really distracting.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. Yeah. I thought that the frilly collar thing meant she was about to spit venom.
Well, musically she was.
Yeah, no.
I thought they were going to project
something
onto it.
She was spitting. It wasn't venom, but she was spitting bars, let me tell you.
I mean, she's an incredibly talented singer, and I'm so happy to see her back here. But
it's so funny to me whenever I remember that this is the singer from Igranka.
Yeah. And she's just
because my God, it's an interesting kind of glow up for sure. All right, next up we have to unfortunately discuss Ireland. There is a wave of thumbs down. Perhaps I don't know. Let's see. That is four thumbs down. Now Sam,
a moment of fear, and I also it was only three songs in, and we hadn't seen literally everything.
Well,
else.
That's true. Yeah.
Also, after yesterday. I can never feel truly sure of anything anymore. You know, for people who tune into Eurovision for the camp and for the crazy and for the over the top and for the catchy and the immediate, this is that. It is a hook of a song. It is bright. It is eye and ear catching. That it stays with you. I feel like I'm going to have a lot more comfort seeing how the audience press poll we do tonight turns out, whether that's for good or for bad, just having the knowledge of
getting some data.
Yes, I need more data.
I mean, the thing is, it also sucks balls.
But there have certainly been songs that, as you so eloquently say, suck balls.
That's true.
That qualified last night.
There are some songs that are very bad.
I can never say any song is going to 100% qualify or not qualify.
I can.
Okay, fine. There may be some. But it takes a lot for me to be truly certain of anything.
I appreciate, and to be clear, I still don't like this song. And nothing's probably going to change my mind on that. The staging doesn't look terrible. My one complaint is that she's up on the podium the whole time and doesn't really do anything. Like. Yeah. Relying heavily on the dancers
just
and DJ man.
Her brother.
That's her brother.
That's Ireland, yeah.
Ah.
That's her brother.
To kind of make the spectacle. And I don't know, like, I would love some more dynamism from her in some way, too. She's so static on stage.
Yeah.
Especially in this semi, where there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of interesting dance and performance. And to see her just standing there.
Yep.
And, like, there's a marching astronaut on the screen. I'm like, well, at least do that. But
well, it's an astronaut with puppy ears.
Well, yes.
Well, the thing that bugged me is I feel like those are clearly, they clearly
they look
like cat ears.
They do look like cat ears.
Which is, here's what I'm going to say. I talked a lot during our preview season about how excited I was to see this because I just thought it was so ridiculous and beyond parody that it would just be like a crazy thing to witness and see. I no longer understand why I felt that way because I just hated it. Like, it wasn't even fun bad. It was just bad. So
it sounds fine. It still just comes up short for... what we know Ireland can do, and that makes it hurt a little more, I think.
Yeah.
It is suffering from the comparison, as I think Croatia did to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Even though that was also a bad song. I think this one, and I said this about Norway, but Norway somehow pulled it off, I think because of the girl mom contingent. This one, it just, there's nothing about it that really sticks with me when it's over. Especially with everything that happens after it.
And it doesn't feel good to vote for,
I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy... She got the coolest postcard, too, which is frustrating.
Oh, which one was hers again?
CERN.
Oh, God, that's right.
They sent her to CERN, Jesus.
Oh.
So it's so I'm just kind of checking the odds of qualifying now. Ireland has moved up to 10th. Serbia has moved down to 12th.
Really?
But, Latvia and Ireland are around 50%. So either one of them could still pull through. We haven't talked about Latvia yet, but we'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there right now, actually.
Ooh, that's going to be a great segue,
Derek. Let's talk about Latvia. What do we think? That is four thumbs up. We are in large agreement on that.
That was stunning.
Absolutely gorgeous.
That's art.
It was. Yeah. I sat there thinking to myself, I need to find a ship and dash it on whatever rocks that these sirens will tell me to dash my ship upon. Like, this is
mystical. Yeah. The flowing, like, screen/threads thing reminds me of, I'm going to make another patented Eric very obscure music reference. Trent Reznor's side project with his wife, How to Destroy Angels. First of all, great. You should listen to it. Second of all, they did a whole tour where they performed basically inside the sort of structure that Latvia has here. And it just looks so cool. And they move in and out of it. But like, it's a, someone who knows words more good than Eric, how would you describe what this...
It looks like a long chain curtain, like a rectangular shape of chain curtains. Mm.
More elegant than...
Like a crystal beaded curtain.
Yeah. Fringy, thing. Long, flowy.
Yeah.
Really, really long.
Yeah.
Moving up in the air.
Yeah.
But like going in and out of it.
They're coming down off the rigging.
Yeah, doing cool stuff with lighting because of what you can do when you have something like that.
We have that much curtain you can project onto it. They have graphics behind it that you could kind of see through it, but not really. So it has like a layered effect.
Yeah, it is just marvelous. Europe, if you don't put this through, you have no taste.
Even really talking about the fact of their choreography being incredibly intricate and precise and really, really beautiful, all while, I mean, from what we can hear in the arena, they sounded spectacular.
Yep. Incredible.
Yeah, to be moving like that and to be, I mean, it's not high intensity, you know, stomp moving. It's
flow
precise.
To it, yes. But they have to be very coordinated.
Yeah.
And there's some, I don't want to give away exactly what it looks like, but the way that it lines up with some things going on in the background at certain points. Mm-hmm. That's another thing where if you are standing a couple of inches in the wrong direction, it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And there were no problems with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is
surgical, but it's surgical, but it still has its heart.
Yeah, I want to be in whatever cult this is. I think that sounds cool.
All hail dear God.
Yeah.
What else? Who's
Armenia
next?
Oh,
are we getting
next.
Parged? Okay,
we're
yeah. We're going to are we going to parg? What do we think? We have one thumbs up here.
Yes.
Who would like to start?
This has had a glow up. I mean, we knew that it was going to have to glow up from the national final when it was not performed to its best ability. However, for people who are into Top 40 radio, into the Imagine Dragons, into the that kind of vibe, this is very radio friendly. It is much, much more solidly performed vocally.
Much improved from the national final.
Much, much improved from the national final.
Such much improved.
This has really grown on me, and I think that even though the choreography is pretty one note, instead, you know, it's man on treadmill, you know, running for his life, with some overlays overlaying it. I think it's really effective, and I think it's I could see it coming 8th to 12th easily, and slipping.
I mean, that's about where I'd put it. I just the bottom side of that.
Yeah,
8 to 12.
I mean, if Always on the Run was able to beat expectations last year from Germany, I think this has more of a shot than y'all are giving it credit.
Oh, that was so much better than this, though.
I mean, I'd put it as sideways thumb. I'm not willing to put it above the line.
I was thinking that too when I was watching it. Like, this could come 10th or 9th and somehow make it through.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you like that sort of heavy metal pop music that it's trying to go for. The only complaint I had about it is he's got a treadmill that looks like it's, I don't know, 10 feet long.
Mm.
And he's doing this thing where he's constantly running. And you get this impression that he's trying to get somewhere.
He's trying to survive.
He's trying to survive. So he's running from
something.
Stay
alive.
Yeah, which makes sense. I think it's an interesting visual motif. But the lights are down, like the suspended lights that come down are hanging behind him. There's no movement. Like, if there was graphics behind him that were moving, it would give the impression that he was actually moving somewhere, because he looks like he's just running in place. Mm-hmm.
Well, and my issue with it is that that's all he really does on it. Like, in, I think, both choruses, the routine on the treadmill is about the same. And in the last chorus, he jumps off the treadmill and then gets back on it. And then he does that again on the other side of the treadmill. And that's it. Like it. Not everything has to be an I can't go on or okay go music video sort of choreography, but it just seems like it feels very gimmicky because he just doesn't do a lot with it.
And there's a way they could have had the lights kind of dim in a way that it looked like he was moving. I wanted to get the impression that he was running from something or to something.
Yeah, but instead he's just sort of running in place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he just does it over and over again, like you said.
I mean,
yeah,
it's sort of the futility of existence, isn't it?
It is, but that's not what the song is really about.
I know. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a work of absolute art. I'm just saying it could qualify.
I think it's an incomplete idea.
Fair.
If they had a little bit more going on, I'd be way more interested in it. Mm. But as it is, it's like they have no graphics. They're just using the lights.
What they are using is actually going to be camera effects.
Yeah.
That they're doing a lot of the black and white kind of grainy.
Yeah.
There is some of that.
Yeah.
That gritty graininess. So that's going to be more of a feature that we didn't really see when we were sitting in the arena. Maybe a little bit on the screens, but that kind of blinks in and out.
Like the octopus from Iceland.
Does this feel good to vote for?
No.
No.
For a certain segment of Eurovision fans, I think it might. Hmm.
If you like this kind of thing, then yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't feel like there's a lot of Eurovision fans like that. It feels like a very niche,
not enough broad appeal
genre.
You could be voting for Latvia.
For the random brother of the family watching a show with the rest of the family.
Like this park guy.
He's the one that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I'll send a vote
this
way.
The guy wearing a black shirt with a bunch of piercings.
Yeah, who knows?
Ooh, yeah, I want to get Park.
The teenage boys, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the people who think Park is kind of hunky.
Or is super into Black Skinhead by Kanye West.
That opening really is just Black Skinhead. It's crazy. Shall we go to one of our favorites?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right, one of the favorites, not necessarily one of our favorites. This is JJ Austria. We finally know what happens, how the end is done. We have four thumbs up on this. I don't know that there's a ton to add. I don't want to. Honestly, I will say this. I'll pose the same question to all of you. Were you satisfied with how it does the last 45 seconds?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
It met my expectation.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say, I'm going to be honest, it exceeded mine.
Ooh.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a really cool way of doing it. I think there's a lot of good visual storytelling here. I'll say, again, without giving too much away, you can tell this is the same guy that did Bambi Thug's staging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so much theatricality in
this.
This is
a Sergio drawing.
You can tell he spent... Sorry, Theo Evan. I know where that guy's time went for the most part. Theo Evans was really cool, too. But I think this is justified in its place in the betting odds. I think it is going to be an absolute jury darling. And Televote, not as sure... He performs the hell out of it. It looks amazing, and the way it comes together at the end is really cool. Mm. I will leave it at that because I think it should just be experienced.
It's also very experimental, and I think it's challenging in a way visually that we don't ever really see.
Yeah.
Like I was shocked that it kind of went places that I didn't expect it to go. But it didn't give me sort of what I was expecting. Like, it's like, oh, it's Eurovision, so it's going to have, like, I'm expecting this ending to come about. And then it didn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was genuinely surprised by that. It's a sad song, and I think the visuals really reflect that. Mm. Like, that emotional turmoil.
Yeah. It becomes increasingly tumultuous in the same way that it does lyrically and musically. It does so visually as well. It's an outstanding package.
Yeah, and it doesn't...
For sure.
And we talked about that beat drop. at mm-hmm. the end. You think it's going to be like a bunch of people are going to come on stage and start dancing, and there's going to be strobe lights.
Yeah,
and
it's not
no,
that.
That's no, not what happens.
No.
It leans into that inner turmoil mm-hmm. and visual metaphor.
Well said. Well said.
Which yeah. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it did. I think it gained a bit on me. Does it feel like a winner though? Like, is this the challenger?
Is that
I don't know
yeah.
yet.
I still think it could be.
It could be. If he crushes the jury, like the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he could.
I mean, look at what John Steers did in the jury a few years ago.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the comparison that I'm thinking of in my head. Or Nemo last year. Let's be fair. Okay. Next up was an auto qualifier, United Kingdom. This one is Gen Z as hell, and my takeaway from it was this might be crazy enough to work. Like,
I like what they did with this.
Me too.
I'm satisfied. They do a lot of work on both ends of the stage, kind of three different sets that roll on and off.
It's a lot.
It kind of captures, well, but it has to be because the song is
also a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
There's, I mean,
such much?
Like two songs. Yes. But in a way that I think is feminine but sassy, which is what they are. And I think that's been really embraced. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see these sets being like influencer sets or something like that.
It does have an influencer sort of vibe. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what better or worse. I don't know how many influencers just have a chandelier in the middle of their studio spaces.
But,
yeah.
but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
What in the phantom is this?
Actually, yeah. Like as West End theater geeks, as the three of them are.
It very much feels like that.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Almost like a Phantom of the Opera kind of.
Yeah. Very Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yeah. Eurovision reference. Yep.
I really don't know how people are going to take to this, but I hope they're proud because I think they came up with a good. I think they came up with something good this year.
And it
I
sounds
really
amazing.
Their vocals are just pristine.
I keep thinking about what Ewan said when we talked to him about it. And he said, yeah, they'll do well with the jury. There's a 50-50 chance they'll get nothing from the televote. I don't think that's. I think it's unlikely they'll get zero. They might not get a ton of points, but I think there will be people who vote for this.
I hope so. My God, I hope so.
And I appreciate that the UK's done something a little different.
Yeah.
I'm glad they went with somebody kind of fresh and young and sort of interesting. Mm.
Interesting, talented. Like, they're taking a risk here, and I can appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. We get back to the competitors, Greece.
What?
That's four thumbs up. We've barely disagreed on anything. This sucks.
Oh, well. We'll get there.
It's yeah, we will. We definitely will. This is just gorgeous. It's about what I expected, honestly. It's just really
this
pretty.
Is dramatic as hell.
Dramatic. Yeah. Does some cool things with color.
Sounds beautiful.
It's just really, really neat.
Really, some really fantastic staging decisions in terms of a presence of another individual on stage and their appearance and then disappearance and how that all works. Beautifully flows in thematically with the song. Which has, you know, I don't speak Greek, again, one of those songs, none of us speak the language. However, you definitely get that feeling of connection and then disconnection and loss and longing. It's very saudade. Mm-hmm. It's very, very Portuguese in a way.
I mean, those songs are eerily similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a way, yeah. But it's really done very, very, very effectively. And again, she sings the hell out of it.
I would disagree with Eric. I think we talk about glow-ups. I think the staging really elevates this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it kind of clicked for me watching all those visual elements kind of come together on stage. And she was a much better singer than I anticipated.
It was interesting. As they were doing the recaps, and this it went from JJ into
that's a really good transition.
Klavdia, it almost sounded like the songs could be
connected
somehow. And it was like, oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting.
Neat.
Yeah.
I mean, both are beautiful, brokenhearted ballads that, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gabri Ponte, get into a remix of this.
I mean, very, very good vocals, but very, very different songs altogether.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Lithuania. What do we think?
Oh.
We are in agreement again. Four thumbs down, unfortunately. I just think this has, it just doesn't do enough.
I don't think it's going to hold up.
It doesn't have, it's like, there were some moments where I would get little hints of like an Ave Esh vibe from 2018 or something like that. It just doesn't have the immediacy of that, and they don't have the charisma that those guys had. Mm. It and a show like this where there's so much craziness, like this is a louder, heavier, more intense song than some of the others, but the performance doesn't really reflect that.
Yeah.
It's not even that I don't like it. I do like it.
Yeah, we all.
I just don't know that it's going to be enough in all of this.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
It's not that it's not worthy, and it's not that it's not a good song. It's just it's going to disappear. But then again, we said that about Portugal. So who the hell knows?
Portugal's song is better, though. Like,
I think in terms of like if we're comparing, what song is this like? Ave Esh is a good comparison, and that barely qualified. This one feels like, again, it's sort of a niche song. Not a lot of people are going to connect with it. And there's other songs they could be voting for instead. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really good again.
Yeah.
But yeah, watching it, I was like, okay, I see some cool ideas here. I'm not excited about it.
I mean, it's super cool. We've never had a song quite like this at Eurovision. And Vishlat Nyar, the Ave Esh song, was the only thing that really even came to mind. Mm-hmm. And I adore that song. Mm. And I like this song a lot too, but their energy on stage is
kind of flat.
S tier.
Yeah.
Ave Esh is, I mean, sorry. Yeah. Lithuania is not. Yeah. Ave Esh tier. Oh, that's good. That's very, very good. What do we got next?
We got a serving. Heading
to
Malta next.
Oh, good Lord. I don't know how much to say about this.
Well, let's give it some thumbs.
We can do that, yeah. Four thumbs up.
I'm just going to jump in on this one right away.
I was
talking to a Danish guy in the press center a minute ago, and I thought, and he kind of had the same comment, this crosses the line in a way that either you're going to go in for it or you're going to be like, absolutely not. Get the children out of the room. We're done watching the show.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Liz had said, and we both in disbelief.
I should hate this. Like, this maximalist, gratuitous vulgarity?
Vulgarity is such a great word.
It's X-rated Lisa Frank on the backdrop.
Yes.
Yeah.
My God.
And yet somehow I'm here for it. And that it makes me feel a little grimy.
It's just so crass.
But
I cannot believe the ABU greenlit this.
Well, there were so many things on screen.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't.
I cannot believe it. And the whole thing on like a pettiness level just screams, you should have just let us say the word. Because now that you don't, we are going to do
is what you get.
Everything else. We are going to toe that line every second of this thing.
They don't just toe it.
They light the line on fire.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. We're going to toe the line and then kick the line in its balls and then...
And
like,
then bring those balls onto stage and then bounce on them.
And then bounce on them.
But again, it's that idea that I don't think Lithuania is doing. You're going to turn a lot of people off with this. You're also going to get people excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's so divisive.
Yeah. It will get a lot of controversy, but I think it will ultimately get the votes. I don't know how it does on Saturday. Maybe mid-table... top of the right side of the table, thereabouts.
I think Malta just wants to qualify at this point.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think they should. Considering the overlap between people who watch Eurovision and the people who may appreciate Drag Race, I absolutely expect this to be a lip sync for your life song.
Yeah, that diagram's almost a circle.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's absolutely going to be on lip sync for your life for Drag Race UK next year. And if it's not, then somebody in the RuPaul offices are missing a trick.
Yeah, yeah. Just nobody told them at that point.
I mean, they literally had somebody impersonating Lorraine at in All Stars last year. So this is terrifying to the people who I totally expect to terrify this to terrify.
Yep.
But honestly, F them. Have some fun.
Yeah, listeners, you are not. I genuinely. Believe you are not going to believe this when you see it.
And
like you're not going to believe that they let them do this.
Even if we told you everything that happens,
you would not believe it.
You still would be like, no, no.
And I feel like the folks who have been kind of, to the extent that some people pearl clutch about Erica Vickman.
Mm. Oh man.
At least.
Oh boy. In comparison,
they'll be dead by the time Erica comes
it's
up.
Tame. And like, we talked in our last previous show
Vickman is tame?
Yes.
Compared to this?
Compared to this,
yes.
Yes. And especially because she's not singing in English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she sings really well, by the way. We're talking about the spectacle, but she's really good.
And incredibly engaging.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. she is, you know, it's difficult to take
playful,
your eyes off.
Playful, sassy.
She's having the time of her
she
life.
She is serving.
Yes.
She
could be having the time of her life, yeah.
She should be having the time of her life.
Yeah.
She does it all the time.
All the time.
But what I say is, like, Erica Vickman, you know, you think about, okay, being a forward woman, right? Mm. Like, but this is like way, like, it just looks tame in comparison. And I'm having trouble even grabbing the words. Like, we talked about it, the potential of it could be, you know, she could have staged this in a salacious fashion, Erica specifically, and she didn't.
It feels like Erica Vickman was beginning to think about it and starting to write those ideas on note cards or something like that, and then she lost the pack of note cards only to be picked up by the Maltese delegation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are not going to believe this, listeners.
But it's fun.
Serious.
It buckle up.
Get the kids out of the room. Get them to make you another bowl of chips. Have them come back for our next song.
Send
which
them off
is...
for their potty break.
Yeah. Seriously.
Georgia's
next. This is probably going to be another agreement. Four thumbs down on Georgia. This just, it's, she's a better singer than I remember.
She's really
good.
No,
we always knew she was going to be a solid singer.
She sings a hell out of it.
Yeah.
Staging, there just isn't a lot. There is a costume change.
And hunky Georgian traditional dancers.
The dancing is really good.
Yes, the traditional Georgian stuff is really good. It's really, really cool. Sam, you noted while we were watching it that, like, the way the shadows of the dancers were projecting onto the crowd, like, and that's probably just a result of where the lights are. I don't think that's intentional, it really does look cool.
But, you know, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
No.
She looks fantastic. She sounds fantastic.
Just
love
make
dancers,
sure you give Damiano his clothes back.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia's already starting from a lower position just because they're Georgia.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of money. And they're doing what they can with what they got.
You know what?
This is still really, really good. You know, hang-ups aside with her politics and whatnot. I was watching and I was like, I'm actually really impressed with this. Would I vote for it? No.
No. It's not particularly compelling. I don't think.
There are other things that inspire more.
Yeah.
That spark joy.
That make you feel good to vote for it.
Yep.
Shall we roll on?
Yes.
Okay. After that is another auto qualifier.
We got France.
France. Oh, boy.
France.
Speaking of things I'm surprised the EBU let on stage, and in a different way, this thing requires, Ewan was telling us, it's like a 4.5-minute rollout.
Yeah. It's a giant tarp.
This is where, like, you have commercial breaks scheduled where you do.
And there's sand, all over.
The appearance of sand, anyway.
Yeah.
It's larger grains
I'm
than
guessing
that.
It's ground cork, like they use in Cirque du Soleil.
That would make sense.
That works. I was thinking it was, you know, those frosted mini wheats that I used to have for breakfast as a kid.
Ooh, yeah. That's good.
And they pour milk on her at the end.
Flash dance.
Grape nuts.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so it's just the thing is, if, say, something goes weird and the sand or whatever it is gets everywhere, this is an extraordinary thing to have to clean up
on live television.
That's why they have a tarp.
Yeah, they have a full black tarp
I know, but
roll it up. Pull it off.
Yeah,
it's
so
fine.
They do.
I am surprised that something this complex was allowed at the contest is all. And it's France. Would Georgia be allowed to do this? Who knows?
Sure.
But
if they pay enough money for it.
Well, honestly, yeah. if Georgia had come, or any other country, came in saying, we have the budget to do this, this is our idea, this is how we ensure that this is going to be feasible and doable in a, granted, more generous time frame, but with a producer-led running order, they can figure out exactly where to slot people in with those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's... If you've got the idea and you've got the money and the EBU approves it, go for it.
The other thing Ewan said was just the question you really should be asking, is besides, like, how did this get approved, is does Christer Bjorkman like it? And if he does, they'll make it work.
I think they, as far as proof of concept go, we watched them roll up the tarp and get it off stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it
It's
it
not
took
the
a
load out that is
it's
the problem. It's the load in.
The load in
has to be very precise.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I think you don't see the floor really outside of where she is.
No.
And The setup seemed like it took a little bit longer because at one point there's you look at it, but there's something in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah.
It's a worm. She rides the worm.
They got it out in a way pretty quickly.
Yeah. And they actually made a joke about it in the cutaway afterwards. They went back to the hosts who were
cleaning it up. Yeah. We haven't really talked about the performance itself.
Well,
it's very good.
Yeah. Oh, she was incredible.
It
sounds beautiful. Does it rise to the hype or the betting odds or the predictions that have been coming out of the model, do you think?
I think it could.
I think it could, yeah. I'm not into it, but...
There's also the rumor that the dress we saw is not the one she's going to be wearing
On Saturday.
She
was all in black tonight, wasn't she?
Yeah, it was a pretty straightforward like black dress. I don't know how different it... Like, what sort of difference would make that much of a... Well, difference in terms of the points it gets. Presumably, she would be wearing it on Friday because that's the jury show, and she needs those points too. So I'm not sure and that's a rumor anyway. So I don't really know, but
stay tuned.
Yeah, it's the performance is very, very good. It's beautiful. If you love this song, I know some people had said like, "Oh, France is in trouble" when they saw Switzerland because it's a kind of similar thing. And I don't know. I think there's obviously there are only so many points to give out, but I think there's room for both of these, and I think they're both outstanding.
Yeah.
I think there's enough difference between the two, especially visually, that you can separate them.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll both be there on the final.
They might cannibalize each other a bit in terms of votes. I'm not sure.
They've got different moods too.
They do. I don't know why
they are slow francophone female led
ballads
that do have a bit of pain or bitterness in them. I can see how they would be potentially
compared.
Yeah. But they absolutely stand on their own merits. They're not, you know.
I think too, if you're thinking about this, if there are people who are deciding between voting for France or voting for Switzerland, we are already in Switzerland, they might just go for France instead.
People tend to look at Au Jardin. Look at the makes. Sometimes people just don't vote for host countries,
which is weird because that used to not be the case.
Yeah,
back in the 80s and 90s, it feel like the host nation.
There
were
a lot fewer
just,
countries
boosted.
To vote for.
True.
In those
or those
days
were
too.
Just juries. Who cares?
That's also true.
Also true. Yeah.
All right, let's keep rolling.
Just really quick thing I'll say about France is the reaction from the press crowd was really intense.
Very.
I was kind of shocked. Mm-hmm. That people just went wild and. I don't know if that's an indication of anything.
My one concern, if I were to give any notes, the final thing that we hear from the song is the voice of a child saying "Maman."
Her child,
yes.
I wish
if they're going to do that, I wish they would let that hang in the air for a little bit more, like have a tiny bit more of an echo and just have silence for just that, because it goes right into thank you. It feel like it didn't have that moment to just kind of hang there and wash over the audience.
Well, that's on her though.
Yeah. It's not a criticism. It's just like a note.
Yeah,
fair enough.
If she paused for a second and just kind of
breath,
I think that'd be good for her.
Yeah, let that
moment work for her.
Yeah, yeah. Let it fade out.
Because that's what you need.
You've
got gravitas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Like,
yeah,
have that emotional impact, let it soak in.
A weird way to end
go.
A song.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a maternal type, but I get it.
All right. Are we moving on to Denmark?
Yeah, from sand last year to sand this year. To
mm-hmm.
We all agreeing on everything.
Let's find out.
Well, yeah.
What do we think on Denmark? Okay, it's about three and a half thumbs up.
You got it. Yeah, okay,
three thumbs up here. This really won me over seeing it. I have to give Danny credit for recognizing how much this slaps. This feels like not a long time ago throwback, but a bit of a like really good 2010s pop throwback that actually stood out to me in a surprising way because of how ultra modern so much of this other stuff is today. And I think that this will resonate with people pretty well because of that.
My concern, I basically, as you could tell from my hemming and hawing, I more or less have this at 11. Like, this could really go either way. I functionally realize that. I know the fandom love her. They love this song. I think what did come down for me is that Denmark has sent similar songs in a similar vibe and it hasn't quite worked for them. Also, they are now in a semifinal without Sweden, without Norway, without Iceland.
Without a voting block.
Without that little voting block there. Mm. And Finland is not a Nordic country that they can truly depend on with this.
Belgium either.
Yeah,
aren't those pots supposed to be split up more evenly?
I think Australia is part of that pot.
Oh, that's right.
They're sort of the Nordic block. Again, it's just the song is solid. She's great. The blue looks. They have some really cool effects, and the vibe of the song really does come through very nicely. Yeah. That hallucination, that kind of surrealism.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I like it. I appreciate it. I just see a slightly more inclined path for them.
Yeah. NQ would not shock me, to be clear, because there's just so much in this. But I don't know. It felt, for an upbeat dance banger, it felt oddly refreshing. I don't know.
And she sings it incredibly well. Yeah. I think, the word on the street is this has an incredible amount of gay support.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny says the gays are all over this.
Yeah. And so I think that will help in the same way that Belgium was helped a couple of years ago.
Gustav. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
We say this after losing Belgium last night.
Yeah. Though. Well, that was a different thing. I think my kind of thought on this was if I were to rank all the songs in terms of like where I think they would place, I would kind of put this like 10th. Mm-hmm. I think it could qualify, but just barely. I think she sings it really well. It does feel a little dated, like a 2010s pop song. She sings it so incredibly well. It looks really pretty. I think it has a lot going against it in terms of, like, they don't have any friends, really, here. So they're just kind of going on their own merit, and are people going to be into that? I think the knowing that the gays are behind this is a huge boon, because, you know, this is the contest.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might surprise us. That's all I'm going to say on that.
All right. What else we got? What's next?
Czechia. Our good buddy Adonis.
Oh, we have
hemming and hawing happening.
Okay, so we're 3-1. We're 3-1, but hemming and hawing has happened.
Three yeses.
I was underwhelmed by the staging of this. I think his singing is gorgeous. I wonder if it just like where it lies in the running order, or what it's about the 2/3, 3/4 mark,
mm-hmm.
Is not enough to pop it out. Like I said, I think he sings it well. The dancing looks great. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really wrong with the staging, although it's a bit dark.
Yeah.
You voted yes.
I did. But to be fair, had this. This is my 10-11. Like,
okay, sure.
Where it breaks.
Well, this is a song that I would have, just kind of going on that, I would have ranked higher initially than I saw it. And my immediate reaction was disappointment.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I thought, I could still see this qualifying, however.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's where the thumbs up comes from. I think it can break that way.
I'm just not sure that I see it. I was the lone no on this. We talked about, you know, when we were ranking our songs and things like that, we talk about how Czechia does amazing things with its visuals on what is understood to be a fairly small budget. What they did with My Sister's Crown, what they did with Lights Off. Yeah, that one.
And Pedestal, same thing.
I don't think this is even close to that level. I think it's very white, and just kind of plain. I was really, really underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, again, in this crazy, colorful, wacky ass semifinal, I don't think it's enough. I don't think it's going to stand out.
It is the same stage director as Pedestal and My Sister's Crown.
Interesting.
Well, he used his two ideas, and then I don't know. It doesn't, like, My Sister's Crown had that the fist pounding against and the like all
the
that.
Hand
this
and
this
all
doesn't
that.
Have anything like that. It's so much more drab.
It's simple.
There's really nothing memorable about it.
There's no emotion, no emotional grab in the visuals.
It has to be carried by him, and he does a great job. But I just don't think it's enough.
Mm.
I would love to be wrong. I just don't think it's enough.
I would not be surprised if this ends up like 12th or something.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It like wouldn't shock me at all if this doesn't qualify at this point, which is heartbreaking because I thought this was like a top tenner.
Yes.
The staging was really good.
Mm-hmm.
There's The only thing that really was memorable for me is when they do the dance break, and then there's actually some color. Otherwise, it's just white. He's wearing white. His dancers are wearing white, and that's it.
Yeah. I can't say much more. Yeah, I'm taking the words right out of my mouth.
All right, who's next?
Next up, we got Luxembourg.
Heck yeah.
What?
Okay, we have three.
This is where Liz is. I'm the thumbs down on this, and this is where my 10-11 broke was between this and Czechia.
Sure, that's totally
and
legit.
I could go either way. Truly, like they're at the same level for me in terms of qualification odds. And the reason for that for me is that I think this song still sounds too dated. Staging looks great, precise, sounds good, no complaints there. I just don't know that. It's going to have, Sam, you talked about, obviously, being the callback to what Lux,
65, yeah.
Exactly, but I think that's going to be lost on the majority of the audience. I don't think that through line's going to be through, like, why is she dressed at all? Why does this song sound like it's coming from the 70s?
Not even the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, further go than that, even.
Why does it sound like a song my grandma listens to?
Yeah, and so, I think about, okay, who's going to vote for this? It's probably not going to be the young folks, and then, I don't know, would I be mad if it qualified? No. Would I be surprised if it doesn't? Also, no.
Here's what won me over on this one, because I was a thumbs down before I saw it, mm-hmm. and then I watched it. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And I think some of the things they're doing visually really intrigued me. Specifically, when it starts, she's being manipulated by her backup dancers. And I thought that was really neat.
The very beginning, she's manipulated by the floor she's laying on. Yeah.
Okay, they start, she's lying on the floor, but you think she's cool visuals sitting. On this. And she kind of does this, it changes. Like, she puts her feet up on this ottoman, I guess, that's not really there. It's just a graphic on the floor. Mm-hmm. But then these men come in, and they stand her up, and they start moving her, her arms and legs, like she's a doll. And then at the end, she kind of breaks free. And there's that great visual narrative we don't get from a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. It's just like, here's some cool graphics and art, and then the song's over. Mm-hmm. This one, there's a through line. And when we got to the end, I won't ruin it, but things change. The graphics change, the look of it changes, her movement and style changes. She starts singing, those notes at the end, really, really impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Really, mm-hmm. really, yeah. really
Sounds
great vocal.
Yeah.
Derek took all the words out of my mouth as if I were a puppet of some sort. But I will just say this is the song that, in addition to all that, this is the song that gets stuck in my head the most.
I think the song has learned to stand on its own merits, honestly. And frankly, commentators across Europe will probably mention the song from 1965.
A lot of them will, yeah.
But I think that the song does actually stand on its own merits now, especially after the revamp. And then, this has grown post-revamp in terms of her vocals, the styling, the staging. And the staging really, really does flow into this very, very well. I think the floor work that she does in the very beginning of the song does what Luna tried to do last year for Poland,
but
does it successfully. So major, major kudos to that. And I can't quite say if Luxembourg now has the same sort of goodwill as the returnees as they did last year, but I feel like they qualified last year with a song that is weaker than this.
This is definitely better than last year.
Yes.
Yeah, that song was lame.
They've got, certainly they've got neighbors voting tonight, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have Germany. You have France.
Switzerland is not a literal neighbor, but, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I think they're
right. Yeah, they're also not.
Yeah,
I'm dumb.
Yeah, that was
the only thing I would say.
We're in Switzerland.
Luxembourg, that's next year, please do something fresh and original and new. I think you've had 2 years. Okay, you've rested on your laurels enough. We need...
Yeah, innovate a little bit more. We
need some innovation.
Be creative. Yep.
Call me. We'll talk.
No one cares what movie won Best Picture in 1965.
What movie did win Best Picture in 1965? Well,
let's
now I need to know. Now I have to know.
What's the next song?
Next up...
is it Israel?
Israel
it
is... Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to qualify.
Unanimous yes.
Yeah.
Removing any political anything from it. It's beautiful. She sang it well.
She sang it very well, actually.
The set is stunning.
The staging is really, really stunning.
Can't get sparklier than that, and I do like sparkles.
Yeah, she engages beautifully with the camera.
Yeah, I mean, it's well done. I don't think it's on the level of Hurricane.
It's a lot more subtle than Hurricane, both in terms of the song itself, as well as any allusions that people could be making to to the world around us right now.
And I guess I don't like it as much lyrically as well. I'm not going to get into that because I feel we'll veer into thoughts. But yeah, I mean, it's going to qualify.
Next up is a auto qualifier, Germany.
Baller. Rocks.
Yeah.
Absolutely rocks.
Rocks in a box. She's in a box for quite a lot of it.
This is growing on me. It didn't grab me right away, but I'm getting there.
I didn't think it sounded as good, personally. But then again, we're in the auditorium, so it's going to sound not as good as it would on television necessarily. But I think the thing that impressed me the most was I thought the staging was really, really innovative. And they did a really good job of creating spaces. Like multiple spaces that she could easily move in between, and it felt like a different set.
Unlike Ireland.
Unlike Ireland.
Yes.
You know, the when The Weeknd did the Super Bowl halftime show and he was like stuck in a room? Kind of felt like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly,
Not always, but there are parts of it that I was like, oh, this is that.
But for a song that kind of harkens to that German club scene, having one of those rooms be a kind of more closed-in, fog-filled dancing, it gave me that club vibe that I was really, really hoping for. That is really difficult to recreate when you're on a larger, more open stage. Like, yeah, we can be surrounded by dancers, but it just looks like you're surrounded by dancers rather than in a different space altogether. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah, when the smoke kicked in and the dancers joined her, it felt like we were like in a basement club.
Yeah. Like I felt the sweat. I felt the humidity. It was like, ooh.
This is going to go over well, I think, with the crowd. With
really,
the audience.
Really well executed.
It should be noted, though, that when they are in the box, they're facing in the opposite direction from most of the crowd. So I wouldn't be surprised if we actually see less crowd engagement for that moment.
At the beginning.
The first, you know, first 30% of the song, basically.
I also just love the visual of the light up cello at the very start, and then it just kicks on.
That intro, like, that was missing on the studio version. And I think it's such a great addition.
It's fantastic.
It brings a lot more of Eibor into it instead of it just being
that,
the Tina
that's
show.
Also true, It's nice that they didn't just make it a Tina solo piece.
Also, they used the cello at the end of the song. Instead of smashing it like she did during the national final, he uses it to create a really bombastic, climactic moment. That was very, very cool. Again, I'm not going to spoil it for any viewers.
No, it's a really cool thing.
It's just fun.
At the end,
All right, getting close to the end here.
All right, keep
rolling over into Serbia. We got Prince with Mila.
Okay. Two and two.
Two and two.
Finally, a two and two. It took 1,700 songs, but we got it. I'll just say this. My 10-11 split was literally Serbia and Montenegro. My feeling is just that my thought is like, I think one of these gets through. And I think it's probably Serbia because it's a more memorable performance. He's got the hair. His look really does have a bit to do with it. He's a fantastic singer.
He's a handsome gent.
He's a good-looking guy. I think one of those two is through, and I think it's more likely to be this. It's basically my 10th place.
That's what I was thinking, too. This song contains multitudes in the build. You know, it starts out very traditional, I think, Balkan ballad, but then grows into that more rocky feel, and I think that that's going to pull more people in and make it sound perhaps more interesting, more immediate, more compelling than Montenegro, for example.
I ultimately went down on this because there's just so much else going on in the semi.
Yeah,
not wrong about that.
I agree with Eric. If I had to bet, Serbia or Montenegro, one of those would go through. And if I had to pick one, it'd be Serbia.
Certainly a better spot in the running order too.
It has a great spot in the running order. When I was putting together the rest of the list, I just found 10 other songs that I thought had a slightly better chance. He is predicted to qualify. No, he's not. Never mind. Neither one of them are. But he's kind of there. So it's Ireland, Latvia, Serbia are all sitting around 50%.
Ireland, good. I just
Ireland
don't.
Is down from
I
where they were.
I just don't see it.
I don't see it either.
We already talked about that stupid
There's
song.
So many better things going on in the semi that Ireland is...
There's just no way.
I feel like Serbia finds votes.
They do.
They do.
I did not expect Ramonda to qualify last year. She did. And it sounded great, too. I mean, I think Serbia is going to find some friends.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with the song. He, again, sings it well. It, the choreo is very, very lovely from what I can see. There is more that attracts this, yeah, votes to this for Serbia than it would for Montenegro. I personally just, again, have this at that real kind of cusp area. That
the 8 to 12 neighborhood?
Yeah, exactly. That very tense neighborhood that those songs tend to live in.
Yeah, yeah. Raimonda was really good.
Raimonda was very good, but, you know.
Kind of forgot about that one.
I thought that was a better song than this. And that came 10th in the semi.
Yep.
There you go.
Samovisa Spava also came 10th in its semi.
Mm.
Hmm.
Incorpore Sano was 3rd and did quite well in the final.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Hurricane also 8th in its semi. Huh. So that barely qualified as well. So it's not like they do have a good track record over the last 4 years.
Really?
You just got to
really
get through.
But, you know, they kind of, it seems like they struggled to get through. So if this is in a similar position, I wouldn't count this one out.
Hmm.
Definitely not. All right. How about
our last one?
Erica Vickman. Ich komme. It's all thumbs up. Obviously, this has a decent shot of winning the stupid semifinal, honestly. I will just note, Sam and I had a really nice, unexpected conversation with a gal from Finnish radio on the bus on the way here. And just talking about how, like, yeah, they can't even play this song on the radio. And
not
like
in Finland.
Not in Finland.
But they
maybe
are
not
playing
Germany.
Other songs by her.
By her, yeah. Like, so they'll play Cicciolina, that's fine. But, yeah, this is just a lot. It's queen shit is what it is.
It's not necessarily the people are protesting or anything like that with her. It's a lot of it is it doesn't fit into the pop format that a lot of Finnish radio listeners will
right
request.
Yeah,
so it's more of a commercial response rather than a people are up in arms in Finland about this.
Yeah, yeah. The radio stations are very genre-fied and, like, put in boxes, and this is a hard song to classify.
Yeah, this is not really in a box. This hovers over a box on a flaming microphone.
Yes, it does.
That rockets into the sky.
Yeah.
I mean, this one is, I think everyone talked about this before, but she is so visually arresting. Mm-hmm. Like, she's all by herself on the stage, and at no point did I feel like
need
she
more
was
people.
Dwarfed
yeah.
by mm-hmm. it, or that she needed anything just on stage
completely
with
completely commanding.
Right. And she was dragging that microphone stand around like she was about to beat someone to death with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was an intensity sustained through the entire 3 minutes. Like, I was scared of her. It but was great.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point.
Like, she was about to use that mic stand, see a guy she likes in the crowd, and just be like, you... let's go.
then he's just crying the whole time.
But yet also,
enjoying it.
Yeah, also kind of.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. It's okay. This is all.
It's all consensual. We all know the safe words.
There's nothing untoward about this. It's just
no.
It's a bit dirty.
It's forward.
It's very forward.
It's forward and sex positive
in a way that we're not accustomed to ever anywhere really.
And we don't expect it from a country like Finland, frankly. Not necessarily. It's the stereotype of you know Finland to be very
quiet,
kind of
reserved.
Quiet. Yeah. It's like how do you know if a Finnish guy is hitting on you? He's staring at your shoes instead of his own.
Yeah.
It's like this is not that. This is. So not that.
This is staring at something else.
I do appreciate a good, like, this is going to sound weird, like a punch in the face kind of song that you just can't ignore it. You
it's unapologetic.
Can't, it's unapologetic in a way that is sort of refreshing. I feel like so many songs this year are just kind of, and there's that intensity is just electrifying in a way. Do I think this could somehow win? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
There was a time when I thought, yeah, they might be able to pull it off, but now, no.
I don't think it's going to pull enough jury.
Right. No, the jury's... maybe.
I think it could win its semi, though.
It could win its semi, yes.
Sure.
I think so, yeah.
I think it'll do well, ultimately. But, I mean, wow.
Yeah, I mean, between this and Malta, the amount of, like... The discourse on, like, female sexuality is going to be completely insufferable after this. I can just tell. All right. Really quick roundtable because this is running. I don't even want to see how long.
We have to figure out dinner at
some
point.
Yeah. Who's going to win this semi?
I'm going to say Finland.
Finland.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. I think Australia could maybe.
They're going to be up there, I think.
I think it could be Israel when it's 100% televote.
Or Austria.
But maybe Finland.
Well, I won't get into that. Mm-hmm.
All right. What about last place? Thoughts on?
Oh, God. I didn't even think of that. I'm going to say Montenegro.
Georgia.
Or, yeah, Georgia.
Maybe Georgia.
I'm thinking Georgia, yeah.
I was thinking maybe Lithuania, as
yeah,
much
Lithuania.
As I hate to
I don't
say
think
it.
That's last. Though if, no, I don't think Ireland either.
No, Ireland clearly has its fans. I don't know why. But
also considering that the United Kingdom is in the semi.
Yes, but.
That's true.
Well.
Most of the Scandinavian countries are not, including Norway.
Yeah, true, that's right. Norway's.
Sure.
Yeah, she's without her homeland here, but yeah. I don't know.
And the fact that she's not Irish might actually rub the UK the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. Or maybe not.
I mean, we'll see. Some people just
I mean,
it anyway.
If the song also just isn't that good, you know, maybe the UK, a lot of people just aren't going to vote for it because they don't
maybe,
like
but
you've
it. Maybe UK could go Malta.
Yeah. We mm-hmm. have seen Ireland come dead last a couple of times in recent years.
We sure have.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah. I'll never be upset about Ireland qualifying, but I...
Not like this.
Not like this. Yeah. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, let's get some dinner, y'all. Folks, again, thank you so much for being with us. Let's see tomorrow night how completely wrong we are. You know how to reach us, 12pointsusa@gmail.com, just 12 points from America. Oh, sorry, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com, 12pointsusa on all the social medias. Y'all know how to reach us, chances are.
Find us.
Until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Liz.
And America.
Stop listening now.